You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are with our guest today, Michaela Holtz, who has come up with innovative solutions to address the social issue of women feeling safe and, in effect, creating a better society. So this is going to be a fantastic conversation that we'll be having with her today. And again, Michaela, we're so glad to have you on our program. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm good. I'm very glad that you want to have this conversation with me. So thank you for having me.
Of course. And I'm sure that you're very busy with all the media attention about what you're doing with your companies. This has taken over, you know, the media and the market by storm. It's such a great concept. So we're very excited to get into it more. But I do have some introductory questions for you to find out more about your background. And right now, I'd like to know more about the situation that your businesses focus on, namely the issue that many women feel that they, you know, feel unsafe in their environment at one point or another. So I'd like to know from you, how big of an issue is this? How big was this issue that, you know, you wanted to find a way to find a solution to it?
I think this is an issue for most women in the world, actually. Unfortunately, we have a very big market for this product. And I would love to say that the market for this product is going to disappear, but it's not. I think most women feel unsafe from time to time. And this feeling makes us not do things that we would do otherwise. We are not living the life we would love to do. And I think that is a shame, and it's also something that holds back a lot of things in society, not only for the people affected, but also as an economical point of view.
You know, this is an issue that men and women are also aware of, both genders. But how important was it that, you know, a woman was the one taking the lead of this, that you recognized the issue and you wanted to create a solution? Did you feel that you had a better perception of what was going on?
Yes, I think we think very differently in this issue, because as a woman, I focus on completely different things. For me, it's more important to find a way to actually get out of a situation. I do not focus on how to be able to put a perpetrator or something like that in jail afterwards. That is not my main focus. For me, my main focus is not to get hurt, not to get raped, not to get attacked in one way or the other. And I think that is a big difference between men and women. There are a lot of safety apps out there on the market, but they very much focus on how to put men in jail afterwards. And that is not important to me at that very moment when I get attacked. So I think that is a big difference. But I also think that we have different, we see this in different ways as well. As a woman, I got very surprised working with this issue when I was talking with men about this issue, because a lot of men told me, I get very frustrated when I go out at night with my dog or something, and I meet a woman and I feel like she's afraid of me. I feel like I want to shout out, I'm not dangerous. I'm not one of the bad guys.
Right.
And this frustration was something that was new to me. I did not really understand that. And also, I think a lot of men that I've been talking to, they do not realize that this feeling is something most women feel on a regular basis. They realize it's a problem. They just don't realize this is something we feel all the time. So I think this is a big difference, and this is why it was important for me to be a woman doing this.
Amazing. And I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with our guest today on the show, Michaela Holtz, the founder of two amazing companies that help empower women feel safe no matter where they are. Now, Michaela, as far as your background in entrepreneurship, earlier in your life, did you think that you were going to be an entrepreneur in the future? Did you think that you were going to be in the tech startup industry, or was this all completely new for you?
It was all completely new for me. But I'm Swedish, obviously, but as you can hear from my my voice, I'm not English speaking. My mother tongue is not English. So I was grown up with the wonderful story of Pippi Longstocking from Astrid Lindgren. And that story is such a wonderful inspirational story where she says at one point, this is something I have never done, so obviously I can do it. And this is something I would like to say to every girl out there. If you haven't done it, you don't know if you that you can't do it. So just go ahead, do it. And I had the chance to be an entrepreneur, and I had the chance to try my wings in entrepreneurship for different reasons earlier in life as well. But I have a law degree, but only by education. I would say that I'm only a lawyer by education, not by profession. Sometimes I make a joke and say I'm the worst lawyer in the world. And that has nothing to do with my legal knowledge, even though today it's just outdated, but more with how I am as a person. I'm a very solution-oriented person, and as a lawyer I need to be very problem-oriented. But also I think I'm very idealistic. I think that you should be able to get your rights, even though you may not have the means, the economic means to go to court. You should be able have your rights taken care of anyway. And this is not working as a lawyer. You always need to ask your clients, can you really afford to do this? Can you really afford to go to court? And so with this background of being very idealistic and also very solution-oriented, obviously I'm more suitable for being an entrepreneur. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it's like as a woman in the tech field?
Well, that's a very good question. It is both difficult, but also it has enormous possibilities today being a woman in tech. Women, since we are so few, we may not be listened to all the time. We have to address things in a different way that men, they don't have to consider. But also, I think the most important thing is for us, men have been creating all things tech for so many years. And the thing is, men and women, we see things very differently when it comes to what we need in product rights. We have different views on the importance of design, how we want to use our products. And since we have these differences and men have been creating tech products for women for a long time, we have great opportunities today to do better products more suitable for women. So I think actually that there are many, many possibilities for women in tech today.
Excellent. And it's great to know that, like you said, that sometimes there are difficulties, but it really is encouraging. And there are some great resources for women in tech. And, it's a great field to be in. We just are getting started with our conversation with our guest today, Michaela Holtz. We are going to go to our first break. But first, I want to invite you to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting. Also, be sure to go on Twitter and use the hashtags WomenInvest, #GirlsInvest, and #WeForShe. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are going to get right back to our conversation with our guest today, Michaela Holtz. And before we went to our first break, we talked about Michaela's background in entrepreneurship in tech, as well as the societal issue of women feeling safe no matter where they are in any time of day, and how she's working to help solve that issue. So we're going to get to this point. Now, talking about two companies that Michaela is working in, which is Zafy and Without the Fear. So Michaela, if you can explain what these companies are and your role within them.
Well, Zafy is a personal security alarm for your phone that you can connect to different kinds of hardware. So with just one push of a button, you can activate the alarm and it will send your position to the people you've chosen in your contacts. But more importantly, it will also send your alarm to other people in the vicinity, whether you know them or not. So anyone can download the app and receive messages of help from others. And this way, we will create a community of good Samaritans that actually wants to make a difference for others. So that is Zafy. And Without the Fear is a series of personal safety alarms that can be connected to the Zafy app. However, the alarms, the Without the Fear alarms, are not on the market as of today. We are using a different hardware to begin with, and we will start producing the hardware, the Without the Fear hardware, when we feel like the market is ready. So at the moment, we are focusing on the Zafy app.
Fantastic. Now, can you describe your role within each of those companies?
Well, I'm the CEO of both the companies. I'm also the founder. And Zafy has two other founders that are developers, really talented developers, and I'm very happy to have found them. They have made really good work. But the spokesperson of Zafy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, advancements in technology can solve many problems. Like we said earlier in the discussion, there are apps and websites out there for almost anything. But the issue that we're talking about in our conversation today is more of a societal issue. And the solution is sometimes a little bit harder to find because it is a widespread problem. And it can take many different forms. So how do you believe that technology can solve an issue like women feeling safe?
Well, I think technology cannot save the issue. It cannot change it. However, it can give us the opportunity and the possibility of actually making a change as human beings, because technology empowers us to work together. It also empowers us to and it makes us able to connect, it makes us able to make a difference together. And this is something that I find very important with safety, because we strongly believe that the issue of female safety is not a woman issue, it's a society issue. Mm-hmm. And in order to change that, we need to work together. We need to change the attitudes that make women feel unsafe. And those attitudes can only be changed by people. It cannot be changed by technology, but obviously technology can help us in building awareness. It can help us in connecting to each other. It can help us in alerting when something happens. Mm-hmm. So I think technology is a means of doing things, but it can never be the a way of changing.
It's a great tool to create the change, but like you said, it's not the only, it's not the change, it's a tool for change, like you said.
That's what I wanted to say.
Well, I want to make something clear to our audience, though, is that when you intended to make this product, you might have been thinking that this is going to help women in these situations, but not just women feel unsafe in their environment, right? This technology is not just for women. Who else is it for?
It's for anyone that feels the need for additional safety. And women are a group that feel the need for that additional safety, but also, let me see, the English word for that would be LGBTQ, I think, groups and other groups that elderly, for example, or there are many other groups that feel the need for additional safety. So the safety app is not only for women, and also it is created for people that with certain medical conditions, for example. Mm-hmm. If you worry about maybe becoming unconscious for different reasons, you may have heart disease, or you may have diabetes or some other disease or medical condition, you may feel worried going out alone because you don't know if something will happen. But with this app, you can include this information in the app. So if you send an alarm, the people that go to the alarm can see that, you know, what kind of medical condition that you have. So if they see you laying on the ground, they can alert 911 or the likes.
Great.
And they will know what to do.
That's great to know that this technology has many purposes and it's for many different kinds of people. If you are just now tuning into our show, you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. And we are with our guest today, Michaela Holtz, talking about Zaifi. And that is spelled Z-E-I-F-I-E, Zaifi, as well as some of the other ways that Michaela is working to help women and other audience, like we just talked about, feel more safe in where they live. Now, part of what's so interesting about this technology, though, is the app, but also the type of technology that goes on the person. I know that you mentioned that the Without the Fear pendants are not available on market just yet, but I want to talk about the technology behind them and the concept behind the pendant. And I'd like to know what happens when the pendant is activated, if you can explain that.
Well, the pendant is connected to your smartphone through Bluetooth low energy module, and it will activate the Zaifi app. So when you activate the app, it will send your position to the people you've chosen, but also to other people in the vicinity. Mm-hmm. So the pendant is merely a means of activating the app, because if something happens, if you get attacked, it's not a very practical solution to say to a person attacking you, "Excuse me, can you wait for just a second? I'm going to get my phone from my purse." Finding your phone, opening your phone, finding an app and activating that app can be a process that is hard to do in a dangerous situation. So therefore, we think it's very important that you have some kind of hardware to be able to activate your app without getting your phone from your purse or your pocket. This is basically the idea behind the pendant.
And it's a great way, it's a great alternative. And like you said, it shows some of the flaws of prior ways that people, used to try to alert other people that something was going on. Often you find that you always lose your phone when you need it the most. So I think that this is a great convenient way that you always have that help within reach. Now, talking about the way that Zafy users feel assured, how do they know that someone is on their way to help them?
You can see in a map that other people are responding to the alarm. And we have launched the app on the Swedish market at the moment, and we're using the Swedish market as a test market, and we are planning for an international launch this autumn. And before that international launch, we will also make a lot of updates in the app. And those updates will also include a better view of other people, of the people that are responding to the alarm. Mm-hmm. And also a few other traits, so you can connect to each other in a better way. So this using Sweden as a test market has been a very good way for us to find out how people are actually using the app and what other ways or other how they want to use it in a different way. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things that we will include in the next update as well. So I think that is very important, and it's also very important that we have things in the app that make people feel safe going to an alarm, to respond to an alarm, because obviously we are just ordinary people, and we should not jeopardize our own safety in order to save someone else. But what we say is, two eyes and a phone to call the police is most of the time the only thing that you need. You don't have to jump in a dangerous situation. You only need to show up to make sure that the police know what is going on. You might be able to shout from afar to say that you have called the police. And so we don't need anyone to jeopardize their own safety, not at all. But excellent. Small things can make a very big difference.
And it is such an impressive app. When we come back from our next break, we're going to talk more about the app as well as the impact that it's having and the response that Michaela has received from this product. Remember, we do want you to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting or on Twitter, use the hashtags womeninvest, #girlsinvest, and #WeForShe. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are with our guest today, Michaela Holtz, the founder and CEO of two fantastic companies that are helping to empower women and make them feel safer no matter where they are. And those two companies, again, are Zafy and Without the Fear. Now, before we went to break, we talked more about the Without the Fear pendants that aren't available on market just yet, as well as with the Zafy app. And we're going to talk more about this app and what makes it so special. Now, Michaela, how long did it take for you to develop the app and the pendant?
Well, I started working on the pendant 4 years ago. And when I was working on the pendant, I started working on developing a series of personal safety alarms and as in a form of jewelry, different kind of jewelry. And the pendant was the first project. And when I was working on this, I realized I wanted to connect it to my smartphone. And realizing that, we started building the app, or planning rather to build the app. And then we also realized that we wanted to be able to send the alert to other people in the vicinity as well. Mm-hmm. And when we started to working on the app, we kind of that work kind of took off, and we realized developing hardware and an app would be very costly. It would also be it would take too much time and effort for us. We are not as many as we would have to be. So therefore, we decided not to do the Without the Fear pendant at this time. So we are focusing on the app. And the app, we started developing that one, I would say it's 2 years ago. And my developers, they came to the company about 6 months ago. And they started working with the app. So we released it at the very beginning of July for the Swedish market.
Very exciting.
Both on Android or Google Play and also on iTunes. So
great. So anybody can find this app on, like you said, it's available on Android, Google Play, and the iTunes Store. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But so far, only for the Swedish market. And we will do the international launch starting this autumn.
Fantastic. Now, like you said, it took a little bit of time for the development of both the app and the pendant for your test market. Now, knowing what you do now, as opposed to at the very beginning of when you first started this process, is there something that you wish you knew that maybe you could provide some advice for, you know, anybody who wants to start their own tech startup or start their own app or anything like that?
Well, oh, I have so many advice. First of all, what so many people told me in the beginning and I refused to accept was it will take 10 times the time you think it will take. It will cost 10 times as much. And I think it has taken more than 10 times the time I thought it would take. I thought this would be something we could do in a week or two. But also, I heard a long time ago, one of the super entrepreneurs, and at this point, I don't remember who it was, but he said, when he got the question, how did you have the courage to enter into a market to do something that you have never done before? And the answer to that question was, if I would have known from the beginning what I entered myself into, I would never have the courage to do it. So not knowing, ignorance basically, is the basic of entrepreneurship. you need to just let yourself go and believe that you can do it. So
great. That's some great advice. And you know, part of the process of being an entrepreneur is learning and growing. I yes. can see that what's very helpful is to learn from other entrepreneurs and to learn about their experiences and, you know, maybe see if there's something that those entrepreneurs learned in their journeys that you can apply to what you're trying to do. So I think that's really great.
Yeah. And I think also as an entrepreneur, you need to not to be afraid to be wrong. You need to realize that you are going to change the path, you're going to change your product, you're going to change everything that you started out with, except your vision. That is something that you need to hold on to. And I think that the vision is something that is very important. You should always start with your vision. Why do you do what you do? Mm-hmm. For me, it was, I wanted to create a safer society. I wanted to make women feel safe. I wanted women to be able to enjoy life without holding back for fear. And for me, that was my vision, and that is something, that is the only thing I have not changed. And I have changed everything else. I started out working with a personal safety alarm. I ended up with an app. And I think it's very important that you are not afraid to change. You are not, you should always, always adapt to whatever learnings that you get along the way. So as an entrepreneur, I think that is the most important thing.
That is very special insight. And again, some great points to take away from your experiences. And I sure hope that if you're listening out there and you want to start something, if you want to have a startup of your own, that this is, again, this is some great advice to take note on. We want to remind that you are listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls, and we are with our guest today, Michaela Holtz. Now, Michaela, how do you hope to shift the attitudes that contribute to women feeling unsafe in their surroundings through your development of Zafy?
Well, I believe strongly in positive reinforcement. I strongly believe in focusing on the positive and not ignoring the negative, but not to have that much focus on the negative. And with Safety App, as it is a community of good people that wants to make a difference, this means that good people can come together, stand up for what is right, for good values, and in doing so, we will also show other people who maybe not such good values, mm-hmm. that this is the way to do it. This is the right way.
Excellent.
So I think it doesn't have to be more difficult than that, actually.
And
standing up for what is right. Yeah.
Right. And you know, the people who have had the ability to learn more about the product and your test market, and those of the people who are learning about the product with the media coverage of these companies, what has been the response that you have received both from men and from women?
As media coverage or?
However they learn about the product. So if they learn about the Zafy app or, you know, your mission and what you're trying to do, what has been the response to your work?
I think a lot of women say, finally, we have been waiting for something like this. But also a lot of men are responding with great enthusiasm, because when you have media coverage of bad things that happens to women, whether it's violence or assaults or rape or anything, those who respond with the most frustration are men, because good men are feeling that they become suspects, even though they are not, only mm-hmm. because they are men. And so I think a lot of men wants to make a difference. A lot of men wants to show other people they are one of the good guys. So I think we have gotten a very positive response to the app. Obviously, we have gotten some really good input on the technology that we need to and also design that we need to change. And so, but these are only small and easily easily changeable things. But the concept behind the idea has gotten a very positive response. At times I get the response that, what if someone uses this app with a bad intention? And I think that is a very valid question, but I'm not very worried about it for two reasons. First of all, you need to register to use the app because we take safety very seriously. So you need to use a valid phone number, and you also need to register with your email address or with Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you need to use a photo. Since you need to register, you can also be found. But the alarm is never sent to only one person. It is always sent to more than one. And even though one bad person would use the app with bad intention, a lot of other good people will show up. So I think if you have bad intentions, there are easier ways for you than to use the safe app. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very worried about that problem. We will encounter other problems along the way. There's always going to be problems, but I don't think that is something that we worry too much about.
Right, and that's great news to hear that there is definitely, you know, some great impact that Zafie will be doing for communities all over. We are going to take another short break, but once we get back, we'll talk more about how Michaela was able to seek funding for this app. So remember to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are with our guest today, Michaela Holtz, the founder and CEO of two very important companies called Zafie and Without the Fear, who are helping to empower women and make them feel safe with the use of an app and a pendant that will be coming on market very soon. Now, Michaela, something that is going to be very interesting to talk with you about, and I think that it's one of the aspects that make this journey for you so incredible, is the way that you were able to raise capital, and if I may add, raise capital very quickly. So I'd like to know, what was your route for seeking funding, if you can talk about that more?
Well, it is more difficult for women to find venture capital. I know that in the beginning I got the response that, no, it's not more difficult for women. You have only made a bad pitch or something. But we have a lot of numbers that tells us differently. I'm not sure about the global numbers, but I can only talk about the Swedish numbers. They say that about 20 to 30% of all companies are started by women. However, men have access to 96% to 97% of all the venture capital. So yes, it is more difficult for women. But I don't think this is because men do not want to fund women. I don't think this is because men do not like women or do not want to put them forward. But rather, I think it is because a lot of the people that invest in early stages, they invest in products that they understand. And a lot of women have companies with products aiming to women. So I think this is one of the big reasons why women find it more difficult to get funding. However, crowdfunding is a perfect way for women to get funding because we get to reach other people. We get to reach our focus group. We get to reach our clients. And we also get to use the crowdfunding platform as marketing. And so I think crowdfunding, at least in Sweden, has been very, very successful, for successful way in funding women. And I know the crowdfunding platform that I used was funded by me. They have a very, very good success rate for women. So I think that is a very good thing. And so we decided to use Funded by Me for our crowdfunding campaign. And we reached our goal in less than 3 hours. So I think that was a great success.
Very amazing. That's quite the understatement. That is incredible.
So, but yes, you need to work with the crowdfunding campaign. A crowdfunding campaign is not something that you put up and you make up a video and you just publish your campaign and you expect other people to fund it. You need to work put a lot of work in it. You need to make other people want to invest before the crowdfunding campaign, and you need to find ways to reach people that could be interested in the campaign. So I think there are a lot of ways that you can work with a crowdfunding campaign and make it successful.
And really, truly taking advantage of the fact that you have access to a lot of people, as opposed to, you know, seeking venture capital. It's a great thing to do. However, you don't have the ability to interact with the public quite like you can with crowdfunding, right?
True. And I have a communication with the investors that we have gotten through Funded by Me. And they have given me a lot of really good insights and input already. So I think they will be very, very important for us to help us understand how the app is used, how other people perceive the app, because not everybody tells us how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. And these people that have invested in our companies, they are not merely our investors. They are definitely our ambassadors, and that is more important. I think you can always find investors, but finding ambassadors for your product and your company, that is worth so much more.
Right. Very important. Very important. Now, finally, Michaela, what are you working on right now? I know that you are still working on the development of these companies, but what are some upcoming projects that you have in your future?
Well, we are working on implementing the first hardware, which is a Bluetooth button, to be able to activate the alarm without opening your phone. So that is important for us. We're also working on updates and marketing, of course, always marketing. You need to reach out to media in different ways. But for me, reaching out to media is also a way of reaching out to talk about female safety and women's safety. So I think that is not only work, but also a very passionate interest of mine.
Right, so. Right. Now, for everybody out there who is interested in downloading Zafy, if you can explain how to connect with you and where to find all of this.
Well, you can, if you're not in Sweden at the moment, you can go to our homepage, zafy.com. And you can enter your email address and your name, and we will send a mail to you as soon as we have started our international launch, which will not be very far away, I think only a couple of months. And if you are in Sweden at the moment, you can go to Google Play or to iTunes, and you can find the Zafy app.
Go
to Zafy.com/download from your phone, and you will come to the right place.
Awesome. I know that I will definitely be looking out for when this technology is available in the U.S. very soon. And Michaela, once again, it's been so great to have you on our program. This was a great discussion, and I think that the work that you're doing is incredible.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you. I enjoyed it.
Great. I'd like to invite all of you to connect with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting, or on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtags womeninvest, #girlsinvest, and #weforshe. Thank you for listening, and you've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. This show is produced by the State of Women Radio Network, the first radio network for women and girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls with Michelle Jaffe. Download our shows on iTunes or listen on demand right here on thestateofwomen.com, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on delivering the latest trends in investing, entrepreneurship, and global women's issues by and for women and girls.